KFNC,
Mont Bellevue, Houston,
a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Wayback Wednesday, having a whole lot of fun, even though the poll sucks.
He's winning even more. It went up to 55%. So,
what is wrong with you people? At the end of the day, when you think about it, and you think about how he was poo-pooing all over Nick and I for different reasons, and he cheats constantly by getting his list done before the show is over, and then you guys fall right into his hands, fall into his lap, and you give him a victory. I don't get it.
Well, he's really adamant about us cheating.
Yeah.
But the Twitter poll doesn't say that we're cheating, so it doesn't really matter.
But here's the thing,
that's not
Nick,
an option to vote.
What do you call it? It's not cheating, but when he gets the list done before we get off the air.
We all are both very guilty of
that. He's not putting enough attention into the show at that point.
He's not.
Okay.
He's distracted.
Yeah,
kind of like he is right now, not being in studio.
Oh, that's right. He's not here.
He's grabbing himself a cup of coffee.
I don't know what he's grabbing. But I do want to know that we are going to be grabbing a spot on a remote on Friday at Cypress Trail Hideout. And with that, Papa Charlie's Barbecue. If you're out in the Cypress area, Cypress Trail Hideout and Papa Charlie's Barbecue, hosting us Friday, May the 3rd, as the ESPN personalities and shows from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. are all going to be live and in person. They're having their one-year anniversary party Saturday, crawfish and live country music. Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, they're going to have a queso cook-off, margarita, and Mexican beer specials all day. Head out to Cypress Trail Hideout with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My man Pat, it's his place out there. It is great. Check him out. It is the Cypress Trail Hideout and Papa Charlie's Barbecue.
We also have a couple of giveaways this hour, so tune in for that.
Thanks, Barry.
For show. Justin from what?
He was busting your chops for not being in here.
Yeah, what were you doing? Oh, grabbing a cup of coffee. Because the show does not start each hour right at the top.
And discussing with our fearless leader certain questions about certain topics.
Ooh.
Shut your whore mouth.
You and AJ?
Yes.
Did he?
He can't. He was not happy with you.
Oh, I don't care. It's whatever. He'll get over it. So Justin from Port Arthur said, I literally listen to ESPN radio from 7 to 7 every day. Y'all are by far the most interactive with y'all's listeners. Y'all are my favorite show, and I look forward to y'all's show every day. Charlie's show is my second favorite just because of he's so knowledgeable. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Justin from Port Arthur. Much appreciated.
Okay. Yeah, Justin, we appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
You know, you get good judgment 50% of the time.
Don't you bang.
But...
Don't you talk mess about Charlie.
I won't do me anymore. I'll do his transition. It's a good question, Barry, but...
Does he do that?
A lot.
I'd have to listen.
You have to listen.
Why are you picking my guy
apart? You should
listen
on a daily basis. It's my man Charlie.
They're boys. They follow each other on Twitter.
I've noticed every time Joel makes fun of someone, the next words out of his mouth, that's my friend. That's
because
my man.
Because you always take it and go, you hate him. He hates you. And yeah. I'm like, it doesn't go that far. I was in Matt Thomas's wedding.
You're so
Matt
mean
Thomas
to people.
May be one of the nicest people on the planet.
You're so mean to people. I'm like,
He's hypersensitive, but he's a great dude.
I try to get along with everybody.
Oh, God.
So mean, and you give our show, like, I feel like your reputation is sullied because of your anger.
Me.
And your meanness.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, Nick? No.
No, I'm not going to go along with this because you've done this to me.
Okay. Well, fair enough. That's a good point. That's probably okay to not
Someone
agree.
Put Charlie versus Tinkerbell.
I know. I don't understand
Come
why.
Come on. What is that?
Yeah, that's not nice.
So, speaking of sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, where's this going?
The Diesel got a little sensitive last night on TNT.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I missed that.
Yeah, they had quite the little battle going. and Shaq wasn't liking what the other guys were bringing towards him and got defensive, got sensitive, and the guys just kept pouring it on. It was hilarious. Now, I want you to realize, someone, when you hear this clip, has the snorty laughs going.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear the a little bit. But at about the 28-second mark, there is a noise that I don't think is a snort that I want your interpretation of.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Put 9 minutes. You're going to take up 8 minutes repeating your damn self. Mr. Sensitive. No, ain't no Mr. Sensitive. Do it again. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you want to weigh in on this?
No,
game,
I don't want to weigh in. No.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Shaq. Yeah.
You know it all. I'm
Mr. Sensitive.
You, no, I ain't sensitive. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm telling you right now. You play with me if you want to. Supposed to be 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1. With your dumb ass. Do it again, Chuck.
Oh, man. Yo, dude.
I'm telling you, it's going to be some fun.
Hey, so Chuck.
You're repeating yourself.
Who was a better high school player?
Kenny, I ain't in the mood
for jokes. It's supposed to be 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1. I'm not saying no jokes, man.
It's funny.
That's him, man. That's all him.
It's funny.
Say what?
Do it again.
Kenny, why don't you go ahead and say what you want to say?
I'm going to throw this
you can't even talk.
I'm going to throw this metal damn can at your ass.
Oh, man. Nah, he's been getting on Shaq all night. That's what it is.
No, Kenny, you started messing with him in the back.
No, I didn't. You started with the...
Man. No, you said...
He was so mad that Kenny didn't get to talk. Charles didn't get to talk. And he thought it was supposed to come to him. And Charles, it went back to Charles. And he got upset. And then they just unleashed.
Well, why is Shaq, every time he gets mad, he just says he's going to knock Charles out? When they go back and forth, I feel like Charles never threatens violence.
Shaq.
Oh, for sure.
It's always Shaq that wants to fight. Like, yeah. Bro, why do you... I get you get sensitive. We all do. All right, let's be real. We all get sensitive about something at some point.
Some more than others. That would be me.
Oh, no. I mean, we're all guilty of it. Everybody, if you're in this business, you have an ego and you get sensitive, okay? And anyone that tells you that that's not true is an absolute liar. But very few people are like, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to fight you right now. Like, you might get mad. You might just stop talking. You might just be like, go to break. Go to commercial. I don't want to do
this
right now.
And it's Shaq of all people that wants to.
But that's why he does it. Because how many people are going to be able stand up to Shaq?
It's like a bully move. Like, you know you're the biggest dude in any room ever, anywhere. Why would you threaten? And look, we all know Chuck ain't no punk. Chuck's not skinny.
A lot of others have, too.
That's my bad, Chuck.
It's not a bully move because it's Barkley.
But here's the thing, too.
Barkley's a big dude. He can handle
that. Guys, he said 2 hip replacements and a knee replacement. He ain't what he used to be. When LeVar Ball wanted to play him one-on-one, that was my biggest concern was if Chuck still had all his moving pieces from when he came out the womb, he would whoop his ass. But I'm not sure how mobile and agile he's going to be with all those replacement parts.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a bad look for Shaq because Shaq's a likable dude. It's okay to get mad.
But
it's
guy poking the most fun most cases.
Yeah.
And he gets the most sensitive.
It's something personal between him and Charles.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I feel it is.
Yeah. I
do
too.
I don't think it's personal for Charles, but it's definitely personal for Shaq.
That's right. I would agree with that.
Because Shaq genuinely does not like the fact that Barkley doesn't care.
That's completely right.
1,000% agree with you on that.
Charles has the ability to strike a nerve that really gets to Shaq and gets under his skin. Because, look, I've told you guys, in all my years hanging out with him, we had people at tables tell us that we shouldn't even be seen together, let alone want to be in the same room with each other because we hated each other that much. But you said it, and I had to learn this, but this was your relationship with AJ. When you have really true, solid, strong friends, you take pot shots you wouldn't take at someone you just met because you know there's an understanding. It's not really meant that way. It's like, and I think there's certain things that Shaq just can't push aside and say that's just us clowning.
Which is crazy because you look at Shaq's resume. And Barkley should be the one that's so jealous, so never happy with Shaq and whatever he says on the broadcast because he doesn't have a ring.
That's the one that Shaq always goes to, and it drives him nuts that it doesn't get under Charles's skin.
KJ said that. He's like, Shaq's other go-to card is you don't have no rings, Chuck. And again,
it's weak.
Yeah, it is weak.
It's the same argument that there's actually another radio. I'm not even going to mention it. But it's like, how many downs did you play? How many minutes did you play in the NBA? How many downs did you play in the NFL? I hate that.
Who says that?
I'm not going to tell you. But
is it a listener?
I mean, people say it.
Oh, former NFL guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Former NBAer,
so,
former NFLer.
So if I didn't play, that precludes me, which we all played sports at some point in our life. We just didn't play on a professional level. But that precludes me from being able to be educated about the game and watch it and form an opinion?
Yeah, it's weak. I mean, that you look at weak. Spoelstra.
That is very weak.
He's a head coach, never played in the NBA.
Oh, but Eric Spoelstra played college ball.
Yeah, but he never played in the NBA. I mean, that's usually...
It's a weak argument. Like, it is. Most
it's a weak
people
argument.
In the media don't play.
But I think yeah, that's huge, that's the like fact that he's able to coach.
When the people get into it or always say, well, if it's not about comedy or basketball, then you guys know what you're talking about. Well, you know what? We're educated on a whole lot of sports. It doesn't mean we played hockey or other sports, but you know what? We research it. Every day we read articles, watch videos, and see what's out there.
And watch the games.
And we do watch the games. We watch the shows like SportsCenter and otherwise that highlight things. We know what's going on. If you're up to speed, then you're educated. In a lot of ways.
It's like when I say, oh, I think Clint Capela should guard Kevin Durant. No, I didn't play basketball. But that's my opinion on what I think. That doesn't mean I think I'm a coach. That doesn't mean that I'm a player. But I'm able to watch games and formulate my own thoughts and opinions. Doesn't mean they're right.
Yeah.
But it's my opinion on what I think they should do. I don't have to have played NBA professionally to come up with that thought.
Yeah.
Again, no one's ever 100% right or wrong. But you can still formulate your thoughts. I think that's pretty weak. Just like it is weak for Shaq to be like, you don't have no rings. Barkley still played, bro.
Barkley's
just because
top
you won,
50.
Just because, you know, you won rings doesn't preclude or exclude Charles Barkley from being an expert on the NBA.
Tell me that
it's
John
a ridiculous
Stockton,
argument.
Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, and Charles Barkley weren't good because right. They didn't wear a ring. They were all top 50.
Right. It's one of those things, though, when Shaq's losing an argument, that's what he goes.
If you, but if you right. listen to anybody who uses that card, it's when he has nothing else left to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
It's anybody. It's not just Shaq.
And here's the reason why that's such a ludicrous idea and notion for what makes a player good. There's plenty of garbage-ass players that want to ring.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the phone book the year after the Rockets won the championship. There's Larry, what's his name, who never played a game.
Larry Smith?
No, not Larry Smith, not Mr. Mean.
You though. Forgot his name? That's fantastic.
Yeah, and he was wearing some bad Hawaiian shirt. Didn't even play in the finals, but he's front and center in the phone book the next year and won a title. And I could go, Richard Petrusko won a title. Jean Tabak won a title. I'm
hey,
just going with
hey,
Rockets.
Don't you dare talk bad about Jean Tabak. He signed my cup that year. Not my cup.
He was Drago before Drago, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And he was a good dude. Just didn't know a lot of English. English?
You either, huh?
Yeah, me either. Or, God, I almost went yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that. That's fantastic. Misspeak like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was going to tell me, well, Barry, you don't have any rings, so shut your mouth. That's going
to
be your...
The joke that used to always go around to was, what is Gary... What is... not Gary Payton. What is Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, and a clean toilet have in common?
What?
No rings.
Oh, wow.
Just dumb.
Wow.
Hey, we're going to roll on. Final hour of the show. Plenty more to get to. Of course, we may even have something for you. We'll see how it goes. But the bottom line is, we appreciate you being Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. And whether that be you use the app or you just tune in. But if you don't have the app, it's the safest, best way to always make sure you lock in all your favorite shows right here on ESPN 97.5. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for hours you missed on in terms of like podcast stuff. But more importantly, download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere you go. Steelers fan Juan listens in Denver.
Yeah.
People all across. My sister listens in Wisconsin,
NASCAR
which I wish she'd stop doing.
NASCAR Johnny in Austin.
Yeah, lots of people.
Manny said, Barry, while you're my favorite, you are totally get off my lawn type guy
Whoa. What was the first part of that?
Yeah, that's... Sorry.
Come on, Mandy, you're better than that.
But she said you're totally get off my lawn guy.
I guess
she said that I'm that guy. Am I? Am I get off my lawn?
Yeah, you're definitely that guy.
I think
like,
only
literally yes, don't get on my lawn. But like,
oh. I think only days that end in Y.
Okay. Let's do a giveaway. Let's give away some Dynamo tickets for May 4th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three lucky winners to watch the Houston Dynamo take on FC Dallas this Saturday, May 4th at 3 p.m. BBVA Compass Stadium is where it all goes down. We'll do caller number 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. You get a four-pack of tickets to see the game. Good luck. Have fun. Go Dynamo.
No!
That's what is that dude's name? I always forget. Isn't there more than one that does that though?
Yes.
The goal thing?
Yes, it became a big
deal.
That's
become a trend.
Yes. And by the way, mentioning soccer, shout outs, props, happy birthday, Glenn Davis.
Hey, Glenn Davis is a good dude.
My paisan. I saw him in the hallway. By the way, the other member of the ESPN 97.5 team that was in Matt Thomas's wedding.
Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis, that's how we met.
Glenn Davis
and I met standing up in Mr. Thomas's wedding.
I'll be damned.
There you have it.
There you go.
Without us, there was no entertainment.
You guys were the entertainment?
We kept them pretty lively.
Nice.
I think Matt will tell you that. But yeah, so there you go.
Did you watch any Astros last night?
I did, and I was thinking about during the break, we should get to that, because as much as we said, God, you wasted a Verlander performance, couldn't get a hit when you needed it, and lost 1-0, and then people started blaming it on the cold weather. Well, that cold weather wasn't a factor for the Astros last night. Man, they were hitting some lasers out. They weren't very high. They weren't really, like, super deep. But they were getting out in a hurry. 11-0.
Yeah. That's that woke up in a hurry. And good for Garrett Cole for getting some run support.
Not only that, but let's think about the fact that, and it was interesting, the dialogue they were having on the broadcast about it. Because of the cold weather, and because they said McCullers investigated this in the past, trying to figure out the system of which to stay warm and be ready. He came out through 8 straight balls, walked 2 straight guys to start the game, and everybody's like, oh, God, here we go again. And then once he got warmed up in the conditions, he mowed down like 13 straight. He had like 10 strikeouts before the 5th inning. He was rolling.
Yeah. Well, 7 innings, 1 hit, no earned runs, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts is a pretty good night at the office.
Damn right it is.
Yeah, you'll take that every time, so... Well, good for them for getting another win. I haven't done any standings watching as of late. Still have a 1-game lead on the Mariners, 5-5 in their last 10, plus 38 in the plus minus, which is second best in the NL. So rolling on along. The Rays aren't going anywhere.
They're pretty good.
They're 2 up on the Yankees, 19-10. Best record in the AL, best record in baseball. Well, tied with the Cardinals for the best record in baseball. Shout out to Josh Rapp.
Charlie Flippin' Morton.
Yeah, man.
So,
Rays, I figured they might get the wild card this year, but I didn't think they would be leading that division.
Only team to get an A+. ESPN did first month grades for every team in baseball. The only team to get an A+, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so legit.
Josh Rapp's Cardinals got an A.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Twins, who are playing great baseball, the Astros know this firsthand, they got an A. Dodgers with an A-, and the Astros with an A-.
Okay.
And the other one, the Padres with an A-.
Oh, really?
Because they were the ones that everybody was really ripping the fact they had no pitching. Now, with Fernando Tatis Jr. doing the hammy, and I don't know the severity of that right now, but he's on the IL. That hurts them. And then again, and you hate the Yankees, but the Yankees get a B+, and so do the Mariners. Yankees get it with good reason. What they're doing with smoke mirrors and underpaid guys is amazing.
I think I might give them higher than a B+ when you consider that they're only 2 games out of a team that was, has the best record in baseball with as many injuries as they have. They deserve to be in the A category somewhere.
I'm with you.
If you want to give them an A- or just an A and not an A+, I'd be good with that. But 8-2 in their last 10, plus 35, which is third best in the AL from a run differential. Man, I'm telling you. Baseball better look out when they get healthy. Second half, if they're healthy, man. It's going to be
Stanton
ugly. If you haven't been able to put the Yankees away by now.
And then you win the lottery. It's like you've hung around enough to be a contender, whether you're in first place in your division or not. And then you win the lottery. And just when I said 8 of the 9 position players were making $600,000 or less the other night for the Yankees, now all of a sudden, while you're sitting there within grasp of first place, 8 of the 9 become all-stars.
Mm.
That's pretty amazing. As opposed to the Red Sox, who have everybody and are crapping the bed left and right.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But the Astros playing good baseball. That's why, look, an A- with the fact that their pitching's been up and down. Again, just
look at the team's been up and down.
Yeah, I was going to say, and just look at the last two nights. You go from a 1-0 loss to 11-0 shutout with several home runs.
Yeah.
It's the first month of the season.
Yeah.
So the good news is you're in it. And you're gonna and Altuve's still not hitting over 265. That's You'll be
crazy.
All right. You're gonna be just fine.
He is leading the team in home runs, which is also crazy.
Very crazy.
But yeah. So. They just played the Twins, didn't they?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, and they took two out of three from them. So they get the win on the road. That's good. You want to see – I'm kind of interested to see how their home and road splits shape up through May. Mm-hmm. They haven't exactly been consistent from what they were last year. Right now, 8-9 on the road and 10-3 at home. You want to see that. I mean, teams that are going to make deep runs, teams that are going to be true title contenders are going to have a pretty good road record, and 8-9 is not it. I mean, when you look at the Rays, they're 9-7 at home, 10-3 on the road.
Yeah, and by the way, and as good as the Twins are and have been, Astros fans, be thankful for what Marwin gave you. But Barry led the charge on this too. But we said all guys come back to the norm.
Yeah,
he's now hitting less than 200 people.
Yeesh.
He's making what $13 million a year or $15 million a year, and he's hitting less than 200. Boy, he can play multiple positions, but he can't hit very well
he's
right now.
He's a utility guy. That's what he is.
Yep. Have him in the lineup every day.
And, man, you can't really not talk about the Astros without talking about Josh Reddick.
Unreal. He keeps doing it.
And at the bottom of the lineup still. He was, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in the lineup? 7th in the lineup last night?
You got him 6th. Being walked intentionally for fear of getting a hit so that Robinson Chirinos, shout out to him, yep. too, had some big hits and won some games for them already this year. And he's playing good defense, throwing guys out. So Astros in a good spot.
Yeah. For sure.
No doubt about it. All right, so and they're back at it tonight in Minnesota. It's weird. They play the Twins again tonight and tomorrow night in chilly Minnesota. They have the day off on Friday, and then the weekend in Mexico on ESPN, they're playing the Angels in a two-game series.
Ooh.
Weird.
Interesting.
I think it's Monterrey, Mexico, two-game series, and then they come back home.
Very interesting.
Yes, there you have that. So that's your little Astros preview mm-hmm. today because we had to give the, I hate this term, but the local nine needed a little love as well.
Why do you hate that term?
Because the baseball roster is so much more than nine.
That's true. Was it 25, right?
25.
Yeah. So. Hey, speaking of rosters, Houston Dynamo got themselves a pretty good roster. They're off to the hottest start in club history, and they are returning home to face rival FC Dallas this weekend at BBVA Compass Stadium. Goes down May 4th. We just gave away some tickets. You can get yours at HoustonDynamo.com. They're one of the fastest, most exciting teams in Major League Soccer, led by Albert Elise. He continues to dominate out there. He is a rising star in the MLS, along with Memo Rodriguez, who is from Houston, no less. And he also continues his early season goal-scoring success. My guy Chingo Bling, y'all, performing on the Bud Light stage for the pregame party, so get there early. Check out Chingo Bling. The game starts at 3 o'clock May 4th. First 5,000 fans through the door. Get a Dynamo rally towel presented by UT Physicians Health. And then again on Sunday, don't forget that the Houston Dash are taking on Chicago also at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's Inspiring Women Night, and they're saluting women who are leading in their industry. Kalia Ohio, Rachel Daly are leading the women team against Chicago. Again, it all goes down BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets and info, make sure you check out HoustonDynamo.com. That's HoustonDynamo.com. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds right after this. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, taking us along the go. Well, we appreciate you, suspects, and the way we give back is in many ways. We try to entertain, and we also give you prizes whenever we can, or at least the chance to win them. That's what we're going to do right now. Don't miss the Nitro Circus as the world-famous You Got This Tour comes to Sugarland's Constellation Field Saturday, May the 4th. That's this Saturday from creator and sports legend Travis Pastrana. Nitro Circus makes its first ever trip to Sugarland. Come out and see the most extreme athletes in freestyle motocross, BMX, skate, scooter, inline, contraptions, and more on the biggest ramps in the action. Caller number 15 right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. You and a family four-pack for you and your family to see the show, the Nitro Circus out in Sugarland. If you don't win them, you can get them. Buy your tickets now at nitrocircus.com. Good luck.
Good luck.
There you have it. And again, Friday, Cypress Trail Hideout and Papa Charlie's Barbecue. All the shows from 11 until 7 broadcasting there as well.
Man, I wish I wasn't out of town because that's going to be fun.
You're going to maul some barbecue, aren't you?
That would be good.
Lunch Wagon Zerline lucks out every time, too. Papa Charlie's Barbecue brought in a buffet full of food this morning.
Really?
Nice. And Lance was eating on the air, smacking his lips. And then
you could hear it?
Yeah, you could hear it on the air. And then they're like, you know how Granado goes, and Nate Griffin's going to join us in 3, 2, 1, live on Channel 26. And they go, and Nate wants to talk Rockets. And Lance's like, yeah, you know, the way under the basket there. And I was like, oh, my God, swallow the brisket, Lance.
Why are you getting mad at Lance?
I give him a hard time all the time.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is that he constantly gets free food. He walks into every bit of it. Because, you know, he lives here.
That's kind of half of this deal in radio, right? We get free food a lot.
Yeah.
That's why radio guys, that's why there's radio bod. Like, we were talking about that at the Rocket game. There's definitely such a thing as radio bod and writer's bod, for sure. Because we get so much free food.
And I have made it a point of whenever we have food or I have extra, I bring it to him because I know he's always here.
Right.
But then it became like a running joke between the two of us. Like, he can literally, he flukes his way. He'll turn the corner the wrong way going into the culture map side. And he'll go, oh, hey, you guys got donuts?
You think he's doing that on accident?
Eric Sandler, you've got cheeseburgers. Well, I'm right here. Why don't I just partake?
Flukes his way. There's no fluke.
Eric, did these come with fries?
No. He knows. Okay. Bad news. ESPN made it official. Booger and Joe Tessitore officially the Monday Night Football team. How you feeling about that?
We kind of kicked it around. It's like, look, I guess if you take the lesser of all evils, you hope that Booger kind of settles into a role. Because Booger could be entertaining.
Well, but it wasn't official. They were talking about it. But they said that that's a definite thing now. And I don't, like, do you feel like they're just like, oh, we'll just, they're settling? Like, they're not trying to find anybody else to do it? Or do you think they got turned down?
I'll tell you what. They're being cheap. They got left at the altar too many times and just decided for 1 year, we're going to try this and get through the year. And then we'll, you know, reshuffle the deck where maybe Peyton changes his mind.
Right.
Or someone surfaces that I can go, hey, that guy brings something.
Ain't going to happen. No, I don't think that those guys are changing their mind. But maybe they do. I just don't think, like, if you don't want to do it now, you're probably not going to want to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, I really do. I think that, you know, when we read the story about the two higher of the highest ups for ESPN got on a plane to try and convince Peyton one last time, that it almost seemed desperate. And at that point, if you don't get your guy, you just kind of say, okay, well, for this year, we'll go with what we got, then we'll take another shot.
It's going to be interesting. Maybe you have to watch him Monday Night Football with the sound down for a lot of folks. I don't mind him that much. I don't think it's a great move, but he never bothered me as much as some people. I think that they could have done better, but I don't think it's that. It's not awful.
Yeah, I mean,
I like Kevin Harlan doing the games.
It's like not like pulling a rabbit out of your head. I mean, you just,
no,
it's just football.
But I was thinking about that last night. I was listening to Marv call the game early, and then Kevin Harlan. I dig him, man.
Harlan's awesome.
He's great.
Kevin Harlan before cable TV really got really hot. He was just the voice of the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
He became the voice of every NBA commercial and people used to rip him. Like, we used to get ripped too. Like, if you worked for a team, it was taboo to ever give any credit to the other team because you were only trying to sell your team and market your team. But then when you realized, hey, on League Pass, everybody's watching everybody.
Right.
And they'll watch a broadcast if it's entertaining. And he had J.R. Ryder, of all people. And every time J.R. Ryder had a dunk or something like that, he would dig from the loins and be like, oh, baby, that was Isaiah Ryder. And you're like, dude, that dude's really fired up. That was cool. Yeah, he had some great calls. Yeah, so I've always been a fan of Kevin Hart.
Nice.
Yep. So there you go. So your Monday Night Football team?
Yeah.
I think I would dare say the best ESPN's had in the last several years was Tirico and Gruden.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lisa, don't forget now, Lisa Salters is still going to be manning the sidelines.
Ooh,
that's what I'm thinking.
Don't even care.
I don't either. Okay. But they think Lisa's a big deal, so let them.
Text line says, "Congrats to Joel on the new baby and Barry, aka Yard Yoda, for his infinite lawn wisdom." So yeah, if you didn't hear, because you maybe missed the first or second hour, because this is our most popular hour.
That's true.
Probably due in large parts to the Blitz, but we'll take it. We'll piggyback off that. Yeah, Joel, congratulations for baby number two on the way. If you guys just tuning in missed it, so.
Yeah, our little second little princess. We know it's a girl. Lisa did the reveal this morning on Channel 11, but we appreciate all the love and support we've been getting across the board today. It's been tough, but we're really excited. So there you go.
There you go.
I can't wait for the Joel Blank daddy diaper drive.
Oh, I'm going
to. You guys feel free to kickstart that motion, okay?
Okay.
All right. Get that. We'll donate some diapers to
charity. I'm sure we can get
Nora
that going.
Nora makes diaper cakes. I'll have her make you one.
A diaper cake?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's
a cake made out of all diapers?
Yeah. It looks like a cake, but it's made of diapers.
My wife is...
Very perceptive, Joel.
My wife is the Barry Laminack of pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Last time...
She bitches a lot?
Last time we got two of those cakes.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, if they're out of the wrapper and out of the box, they're not touching my baby's ass. Yep.
Yeah, I could see that.
Germs? Nope. Not doing it.
Not happening.
She donated those bad boys to the school as quickly as she could.
Nice.
So they didn't go to waste.
There you go. So. You want to take Gray's call?
Sure.
Gray wants to talk Shaq and Chuck. Gray,
what's going on? You guys were talking about, well, first of all, shout out to Glenn Davis, too. Happy birthday. The guy that did those goal shouts on television was a guy named Andres Cantor. And he's a legend in sports commentating, I guess, for Univision. The other thing about the Barkley and Shaq thing, Shaq didn't get to where he got in the NBA because of his, like, deep understanding of the game. You know, Wilt Chamberlain, the league had to create, like, three rules to keep him from scoring 100 a night, right? But the NCAA and NBA had to ignore several of their own rules just so that Shaq could be a participant in organized 5v5 activities. So anyway, that was my opinion on what Shaq thinks about, you know, strategizing. Anyway, that's it, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Greg.
You just find a chair because you sound out of breath, sir.
Yeah, he was definitely walking and talking.
He and Glenn Davis were doing sprints. I'll say this, and it was funny that Shaq starred in Blue Chips, but in what it you can say all you want about that being Shaq, but sounds like, and as these stories keep coming to the surface about college basketball, and then it's now spilling over where some of these guys that are their lead witnesses in this college basketball trial about paying players have said, the one guy said, I not only did it for college basketball and rattled off like 11 top tier football schools going, we did the same thing to get players at Alabama and all these other schools. It's been happening for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's just gotten more corrupt and they're closer to being caught.
That's the thing, is I don't know why people are acting like this is such a new thing. People are just getting caught more, maybe.
Like Sean Miller at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He should never coach again. His assistant coach was on the stand, I believe, yesterday. And they have audio of him basically saying Sean Miller himself is paying DeAndre Ayton $10,000 a month out of his own pocket to make sure he plays at Arizona.
Wow, that's awful. I mean, that's like What's the point in having the rules then?
That's exactly right. It's like, you know what? It's a cutthroat business as it is. And yeah. I've told you how corrupt AAU is.
Oh, yeah.
It's just AAU seeped into the college basketball game. And you know you're only good as your last recruiting class and your last run at the tournament and your last first-round draft pick. Coaches just, got in too deep.
I don't know, though, like, we know this has been occurring. We know that this has been a thing, and we know this happens in college football as well. The part I think that was surprising, it doesn't surprise me when I hear that a coach is just funneling some of his salary to a player. That doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is when you find out the Nikes and the Adidas of the world are paying players. That's a little bit different, and maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe I should be more surprised about the coaches and less surprised about big corporations doing it. It's still pretty surprising.
I'll tell you what's more surprising. With as long as this has been going on, and with as high as the dollar figures have gotten for players, once they go pro, I'm surprised there hasn't been more Reggie Bushes of the world. More than once they get out of school, like even a DeAndre Ayton. Going, you know what? I'm in the NBA now. I got no. I only spent half a year at Arizona. I don't give a rat's ass. So guess what? Hell yeah, my mom got a car and I took money and did this and did that. The fact that everybody's kept it under wraps this long is what shocks me the most. Because with wiretaps and all the things you're hearing in this case, I would have thought, you know, Charles gets away. We've talked about this. He gets away with so many things where he could say it and people just like, But if you get a couple players that aren't like on TV and Mr. Personality like Charles and just said, hey, man, I was a struggling inner city kid. Yeah, I took the money.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that till now with this case, with a lot of assistant coaches and middlemen stepping up to the plate saying, this is dirty, dirty, dirty business.
Yeah, so, it is.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right, we got one segment to go in the show. We're going to continue to roll on. Again, we're going to turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock, and it's all right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. We'll have the final segment of The Usual Suspects next.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Ooh, baby.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of another fantastic, spirited, entertaining, and fun episode of The Usual Suspects. It's my personal opinion, but hopefully you jump on that bandwagon quick and then ride as long as you can, as you can join us every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. You are going to be Willie Nelson.
Yeah, man. Headed to El Paso and coming back Tuesday. So I'm out tomorrow, Friday, and Monday.
Now, we added this remote, by the way, Cypress Trail Hideout, Papa Charlie's Barbecue, Friday. You can find us there. But because of that, Nick, you're doing tomorrow and Monday?
I know I'm doing tomorrow. I just don't know if I'm doing Friday.
I don't know either. Because then the last time I thought you were doing Friday, then because of this remote, I was told Cody was. I saw Cody and said, you're doing Friday. He goes, nope.
Well, for now, we're
But then he texted me that night and said, yep. I'm like, okay.
Well, there you go. So he's doing it.
At least we got it straight. So I think it's you tomorrow, Cody Friday, and then, I don't know, TBD Monday. I just said you should do them. So.
Yeah. We'll just wait and find out what the schedule is tomorrow and see what it looks like.
You want to call in? 713-780-3776.
I'll certainly call in.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. More congratulations rolling in on the text line for you.
Thank you.
Mark Shell said, congratulations, Papa Joel, on the new edition. Congratulations, Barry, on the divorce being put on hold. No, there's no divorce, Mark Shell.
People don't forget anything.
No, they do not. Absolutely do not.
There was a couple other ones where I got random texts and tweets, and I went, wait a minute, you remember that from way back when we did that?
Yeah.
That's been a long, long time, some of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. The listeners do not forget. They bring up stuff that I don't even remember we talked about.
So. That's exactly right. But that's why we love you. I mean, except for when they're disparaging to either one of us or Nick. Well, just either one of us. And then we're a little protected. We let Nick vent for himself. Yeah. Freaking pulling bouncers in movies and then giving
them. Look, it's a singleton movie, in my opinion. I think that's fair game. You guys are just. Look, Barry won the poll anyway.
Is it final now?
Yeah, he destroyed us this week. He's the one with the bots. Daryl Morey bots.
That doesn't sound appropriate. I think usually you destroy us, so I'll take the dub.
No, look at it. I think it's well over
50%. I think pandering gets you first place. I really do.
57%.
Because what was me over here did the boo-hoo ka-choo all day today, and he won. So
57% to 33% to 10%.
It killed us.
Oh, I got a whole 10%.
You that's really fantastic. Got good.
Well, I'm moving up in the world.
That's hilarious.
This is why I'm not going to spend any more time on this stupid idea.
I'm with you. I think I'm with you on that. We could probably, if we skipped one, it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Sometimes it's a
grind. It's sometimes, a man,
to try to pick good songs.
By the way, the person that said Joel isn't shooting blanks, because I've never heard that one before. Evidently not, but okay, you got your funny ha-ha in for the day. You should be a comedian.
What is this?
I have no idea.
Nicholas, what is this?
That just popped up. We need to clarify through from intern Claire who this Ronnie character is.
I feel like your girl Claire is back.
I feel like that's OU Mike.
Well, especially since it could be the caller's name is Ronnie, and since you mentioned Ronnie Millsap,
it's not Ronnie Millsap because he is alive. Eddie Rabbit's the one that
correct.
Died. See, I get all my dead people mixed up. That's not good.
What is this Rocky Mountain Way? No.
Smoky Mountain Rain. Rocky Mountain.
That's Joe Walsh. I got it.
Oh,
Rocky Mountain Way is a good song.
Never heard it.
Oh yeah, you would. Nick, before they get Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh.
I don't think I've heard that riff before.
I guarantee he's a member of the Eagles.
Okay, I know Joe
Walsh.
Okay,
you'll know the guitar riff and every bit. You'll know it.
All right. No idea.
Wait, you'll get it.
I mean, we can fast forward.
You can.
No clue.
Oh, yeah, I do know this song. I don't know this song. Even I know.
I feel out of touch with the rest of the world. I don't know this song.
Listen, dummy.
No.
Dude, you know this song.
You do.
They play it in movies.
No clue. Swear to God, you absolutely know this song. Swear to God, no clue.
You know this song.
Talk about a guy that looks like he lost his way.
Really?
Joe Walsh.
His face has been through some stuff.
Yeah, and then he sings like John Mayer, where his face contorts with every lyric. Like the he does all that crazy face stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Not a handsome guy, Joel Walsh.
No. But a very wealthy guy.
Is he?
Well, member of the Eagles.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much raking in bucks. So do we figure if this is... Apparently, like Sean Penn on crack. It's terrible.
It is pretty bad.
Apparently, you know the country singer that we talked about?
Ronnie Millsap. We said that.
No, it wasn't Ronnie Millsap.
Eddie Rabbit.
I think he has a fun fact for one or both of those country singers.
This better be fun.
This is on you, Nick.
I didn't want to take it, to be honest with you, but we can.
All right, Ronnie. This better be really a fun fact, because if it's not...
Because it was yesterday's discussion. That's why.
This is really neat. Back in, it was either 1982 or 1983, Eddie Rabbit was supposed to perform at the Houston... Hello?
Yep, go.
He was supposed to perform at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And he was sick, and they brought in a no-name singer to replace him, who was George Strait. And that was George Strait's first performance at a Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
I'll be damned.
That's a pretty good story. That's pretty awesome, Ronnie. I'll take that.
You like that? You give that a thumbs up?
I give them a thumbs up.
I think that's
George
a fun fact.
Legend,
pretty
man.
Good fun fact.
If it's true.
Okay.
I mean, but yeah, I think it's a fun fact.
Yeah, research.
If it's true.
Research.
That's the problem.
Screw that.
That's the problem. We don't know if it's true
don't
or not.
Don't ruin a good story with research and fact finding. Just let it go.
I've never let facts get in the way of my
no.
stories.
It was interesting, though.
It was. I'll give him that. Good job, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Good luck with, what was the song again? Something.
I Love a Rainy Night?
No, the Ronnie Millsap song.
Oh, dude, really?
Something mountain something.
Smoky Mountain Rain.
There, I knew it was close. I mean, God.
Why? We are the worst. Like,
we've gotten worse at it.
You know what this show needs? We need to be sponsored by, like, a Ginkgo Biloba manufacturer, because it's supposed to help with your memory. Because between the two of us, we have a pretty awful memory.
No doubt.
And we rely on Nick, who has no short-term memory.
You know, I think when you get all these kudos for us about how interactive we are, half the time it's because we can't remember someone or something, and people just start chiming in, it's so-and-so, you dumbass! Yeah, you're right.
You guys are not drinking every day. Why can't you guys remember?
Oh, that's your excuse?
Yeah.
Well, you're not sleeping either.
Killing brain cells every day.
That's part of my problem. I don't
Happy
get
hour.
Sleep.
That's because you're
and
playing video games.
Say,
that's
yeah,
your
12
fault.
And a half hours a day is not enough for you.
Yawning right now, see?
You got a long drive ahead,
I know.
Cowboy.
I gotta go home and take a nap.
12 hours? Shoot, man.
Is Wesling driving while you're playing video games, or how you gotta get your fix?
I think we're gonna split the drive.
So when he drives, are you video gaming or are you sleeping?
No, I'm sleeping.
You're rolling in your car or his car?
In my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna let someone behind the wheel of White Lightning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I don't know. I trust him. Okay.
He doesn't drink and drive, so
I'll double your gas mileage.
Nah.
He has the patience of a saint. I know that.
To ride with me for 12 hours?
Nope. To look at
what is it going
to
be like? Is it going to be like
his resume and who he's worked with? That dude is a very, very strong man. Strong and smart.
That's funny.
Yes. What's your question, Nick?
Are you going to like what do you guys do? Like, what do y'all talk about? Are you guys taking shots at each other the entire time? Like, what? How's that work?
No, I imagine we'll talk about a bunch of stuff. We'll talk comedy. We'll probably talk sports. We'll probably talk the radio business because, you know, we have all three of those in common.
So I'm screwed.
No, not at all.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are driving in the car talking comedy,
mm-hmm.
and through the normal process of conversation, you guys come up with a bit or a joke or something like that. Do y'all like, who gets, you get credit for it or who takes it or how do you do
that? Usually it's whoever says it. So like if we're just messing around and he says something that's really funny and he's like, oh, I think I'm going to use that on stage. Or if I say something, he might say, you should use that on stage. Or have you thought about saying that? And then it's usually if I'm like, nah, I don't care. Then you might be like, well, can I use it? Cause I think it's funny. So you just, I mean, it's usually whoever says it owns it. Because a lot of times those conversations will be like, hey, man, I'm really stuck in this spot. I'm trying to write this bit, or I've got this joke, and I'm stuck on a punchline, or I'm stuck on this, I'm stuck on that. And then you workshop it, and but it's still your joke, still your bit. But if something just...
But is there ever just like a complete collaboration? Like you throw an idea, and he starts it and goes, but yeah. you get stuck. And then you come in and go, no, right about there, you say this. Then it's like, who gets it?
Whoever's the original idea was.
At least it's amicable.
Yeah, yeah. Most comics, I mean, we're so self-conscious about stealing.
That's, you know, I think the Carlos Mencia thing is what everybody thinks about when they hear anything like that.
It's just in general, man. It's like it's the ultimate sin in comedy. It's why I've tried to be so original in everything else, and I probably wouldn't have been if it wasn't for comedy. But it's literally the ultimate sin.
So. There you go. Well, drive safely.
Thank you, sir.
Call in whenever you want.
I know you will.
Nick, no drinking and plenty of sleep for you. At least tomorrow and Sunday night and tonight.
I'll be good tonight.
All right. So you're not going to promise, make any promises Sunday night?
Tonight.
There you have it. Okay. And one other quick reminder again. Cypress Trail Hideout and Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Friday. All the shows from 11 to 7. We are going to be there. You should be, too. Check out Cypress Trail Hideout and Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Great food and, of course, fantastic entertainment. They got a whole weekend full of stuff going on. Fred and AJ are going to tell you about it next. It's The Blitz coming up on ESPN 97.5. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.